Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
100 motorcycles were needed to show appreciation for Bill Field, an area World War II vet who celebrated his 100th birthday. A gathering was held on Purple Heart Day, Saturday, August 7th, where bikers would arrive in the morning at the Old Cars Mall in Kenai just before 12 noon as they drove off to Nikiski. Some reports indicated that over 150 bikers showed support for the celebration on Saturday. Field got a chance to speak with KSRM's Merrill Sikorsky on how Saturday's event went.
Oh, that feels great. But I'm sorry they had to go to all that trouble, but I really appreciate it.
Field talks on where he served in World War II.
Saipan and Okinawa both.
What he recalls from World War II.
Oh, bad. And you can't forget it. You just stay in your head.
Field told Sikorsky what he remembers most about his life.
Well, most about the life is working in Pearl Harbor on some of those ships that were sunk by the Japanese. And being in on Saipan and then on Okinawa. And then also occupation in Japan for 5 months. That was a good experience.
And obviously the question on everyone's mind, secrets to living to see 100.
I guess it must be some kind of longevity or something. I don't know what else. I'm not going to say smoking and drinking because that wasn't it.
A legislative citation was presented to Field from Senator Peter Michicki and Representative Ben Carpenter. Field served in the 106th Infantry in the Pacific and received a Purple Heart for injuries suffered in the Battle of Okinawa. He moved to Alaska in 1952. Reduced visibility is hampering the plane wreckage effort in Ketchikan. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Alaska state troopers say the weather is too poor for them to get to the plane and to recover the 6 victims who died. Conditions have been deteriorating around misty fjords, and troopers and volunteers from the Ketchikan Rescue Squad will have to hold off on getting to the dead. 5 on board were passengers on the New Amsterdam Holland America cruise ship who had paid to go on a float plane tour. That float plane hitting a mountain ridge. In a statement, Holland America says, quote, "Our hearts are shattered at the loss," end quote. Like so many cruises, a ship stopped in Ketchikan and the passengers had booked a float plane tour above the Misty Fjords National Monument. What caused the plane to crash is unclear as efforts have been underway to recover the victims. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Clint Johnson, chief of the NTSB's Alaska region, said that the wreckage is in a rugged, steep area that's heavily forested. Meanwhile, Alaska state troopers on Saturday released the identities of the pilot and the 5 people aboard the plane that crashed on Thursday. Troopers said the bodies were recovered. Also, in a separate story, authorities say the pilot of that plane that crashed and killed 6 people near Ketchikan had previously crashed another plane last month. The NTSB says 64-year-old Rolf Lazendorfer of Washington State crashed his plane into a buoy after taking off from Kaufman Cove on July 9th. No one was seriously injured in that crash. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.